This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hope is a powerful thing. To hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala isn't just something you wish for, it's something you earn. And therefore, there's a difference between amal and raja. What we're speaking about today is raja. It's hope that is demonstrable through action. It's not amal where it's a hope where I'm just waiting for something to happen. A raja is an act of ibadah, an act of worship. And it is a part of the definition of taqwa, of God consciousness, and of hoping for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greater reward on account of the strictness that I adhere to His laws and His rules and His regulations, on the account of the strictness and the severity I hold onto the path and the footsteps and the tradition and the sunnah of His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Narju rahmata Rabbina, we have this great hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. And that hope is something that we ask for through a mechanism of behavior, through mitigation of our hearts, of removing doubts from them, through a sincerity of the words that we say in our remembrance and adhkar that remind us of the grandeur and the mercifulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then finally, the third step of hope through demonstrable behavior of the deeds and the worships and the behaviors that we perform that we seek to endear us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I wish today to speak honestly about the hopes that I have in my heart and the hope that you have in your heart as being a way to leverage it that becomes something that we say and do, not just something that we believe. Know that there is a difference between having hope in your heart for Allah's forgiveness and seeking to earn Allah's forgiveness. In the authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, كَمَا رَوَى الْإِمَامُ مُسْلِمُ الْإِمَامُ مُسْلِمُ quotes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as saying, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. All of my people, all of my nation, all of those who accepted faithfulness in God shall definitely enter paradise, إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى, except the one who refuses to go in, the one who says, I'm not going in. قَالُوا مَنْ يَأْبَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Who, O Messenger of Allah, would say, I'm not going to go? That they have an opportunity to enter paradise, to enter the eternality of God's forgiveness and mercy and pleasure that is destined for us as human beings, and says, no, I don't want to go in. قَالَ مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. The one who takes their path of life, obedience to me, not just obedience to God, but obedience to me, which is the obedience of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. The one who obeys and demonstrated an obedience to the Messenger of God has shown their obedience to Allah. مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى. The one who obeys me, follows this path, enters paradise. And the one who willfully, intentionally disregards my path of life, my tradition, the theology and the creed that I've brought, the way of belief in Allah, the practice of prayer and fasting and charity and honesty, the one who takes a path other than my path, يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and walks upon a path other than that of faith, فَقَدْ أَبَى, has said, I don't want to enter Jannah. I don't want to be from the people of paradise, and has refused themselves access. That becomes the standard definition of raja. The standard definition of raja is that in your heart, you hope to be from those who have followed the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well as possible, with as much sincerity as possible, with as much conviction as possible, that you become from the fortunate to receive Allah's mercy. In the authentic hadith also narrated by Imam Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَا يَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةَ أَحَدٌ بِعَمَلِهِ. No one will be allowed admission into paradise on account of them doing good enough deeds. You will never pray enough, fast enough, give enough charity that you will be able to demand and knock on the door of paradise and say, give me my keys, let me in, I have earned this. قَالُوا وَلَا أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. They said, not even you, O Messenger of Allah, have earned your place in Jannah, that on account of your night prayers and the sacrifices and your jihad and all that you have done have earned paradise. قَالَ وَلَا أَنَا. He said, not even I have earned that place in paradise. إِلَّا أَنْ يَتَغَمَّدَنِ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ. I will only be allowed into paradise once Allah's mercy has enveloped me. And therefore you see that this is a way of the Prophet ﷺ having hope for the raja of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not ever think that the Prophet ﷺ felt entitled, that he felt that in this life I've done enough to earn paradise. The Prophet ﷺ would be asked by the Sahaba, O Messenger of Allah, Allah has forgiven you ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. What has been done and what would ever be done of any mistake in your life would be forgiven by Allah. Why do you stand in prayer half the night, more or less, as Allah says in Surah Al-Muzzammil, نصفه, half of the night? Why? Until your feet and your legs become swollen. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a thankful servant to Allah? Should I not have hope in the mercy of Allah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِنِّي أَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُهُ فِي الْيَوْمِ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ 70 مَرَّةً. I turn to Allah asking His forgiveness, turning to Him in repentance and returning back to Him every day, more than 70 times a day. Why, O Messenger of Allah? Because that is how you prove you have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mercy in the mercy that we seek, hope that we have in Allah, is not an empty belief in the heart. It's not just, oh, inshallah, God will forgive me. Inshallah, God knows what's in my heart, and our actions are far away from the path of Allah, far away from the path set for us by Allah, for His Prophet ﷺ to lead us upon. You can't say, I have hope in the mercy of Allah, and it's just empty. It's demonstrable. And every time you see Allah's great mercy shown, even amongst people who you and I might assume are wretched, they've done something to bring them towards the mercy of Allah. They've shown hope in the mercy of Allah through an act of worship, through a statement of worship, through a belief in their heart that is demonstrable, that have made them worthy of their raja in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ja'alna min al-rajina fi rahmatika ya rabbil alameen. Oh Allah, make us from those who have great hope in your mercy, oh Allah. وَلَا يَقْنَتُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا قَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. No one loses hope in the mercy of Allah, except those who internally have given up faith in Him. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Say to them, O my servants who have wronged your own self. Notice Allah calls them His slaves. Say to them, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي. Say to them, my beloved servants who have transgressed against your own souls, your own lives, your own mistakes. You have done that which is vile. لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't ever give up hope in the mercy of Allah. Don't ever turn away from your raja. Don't ever turn away from doing good deeds. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Your good deeds will cancel out your sinful deeds. And therefore raja is something that we don't just have a hope in our heart, but it's a demonstrable act of worship and service and calling others to good. I leave you with this vivid statement of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where he taught us on the day of Laylat al-Qadr to say, as he taught his wife Aisha and others, Allahumma innaka afu tuhibbul afu fa'fu anni. O Allah, you are the one who pardons, wipes away sinful deeds. Tuhibbul afu, you love to do this. Fa'fu anni. O Allah, show me this pardon and this forgiveness, Ya Allah. Remove from me my mistakes. Remove from me my record of sinful deeds, O Allah. Why do we do this in the night that is better than 1,000 months? خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Why is this short dua, 3 statements? Why is this the dua of Laylatul Qadr? Because in it is hope that Allah will forgive us. In it is hope that if it's accepted, it can equal a life of 86 years of sinfulness. In it is the hope that with Allah will accept this short, humble dua with a sincerity of heart that I stood to Him in that night, that I have hope in His mercy, that Allah will shine His light of guidance into our heart and give us an opportunity of doing good deeds that will cancel out our mistakes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our life with hope, our life with purpose, our life with determination. O Allah, increase our raja and dependence and hope upon you. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa nabiyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Your brother Yahya Ibrahim. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.